Nicely with Martin Besser.
So, obviously, kids driving cars should never be socially acceptable ever, but what should be? I'm asking you, what is socially unacceptable that really should be socially acceptable? I feel going shopping alone. I love shopping alone.
Hmm.
Why? I just do. That's why I look the way I do. People often say to you, you shouldn't wear that or
yeah.
whatever. Then, you know.
Did you pair that together? Is that what you thought?
Yeah. Why did you buy this? It felt good.
Just quick.
But even going to the movies alone, I have no problem with it.
Same.
Yeah.
It seems people like look and think, God, they give you that face.
They do, Shane. They do. Even when you do like solo dates, like going for lunch or supper
breakfast.
Yeah.
Love that.
You get a side eye.
Breakfast and lunch is fine. When you go out for dinner alone, you're either traveling.
Yeah.
Or something went wrong in your life.
No, or I want to sit there by myself.
No, I think something went wrong.
I mean,
in your life.
I have to deal with you the entire day, then I want to have silence at dinner sometimes.
Okay, so it's a fight. So you fought.
With you, yes.
Bye. What is not socially acceptable that really should be?
Okay, something that should be considered as socially acceptable would be going on solo dates.
Oh, no, there
it's
you go.
Not weird exactly. to go and sit at a restaurant or go out and do an activity by yourself.
Thank you.
In fact, that's the best time for you to actually spend time with your feelings, evaluate your mental health, and just love on yourself. We spend so much time with people all day, every day. Oh. So why not go out, look cute, take yourself out, but not spending too much money because petrol prices are a thing.
There you go. Mm. And by that, telling the whole world something went wrong. You're fighting with someone or something.
No, Martin.
No, I agree.
I believe it should be more socially acceptable to discuss one's financial position and also sort of one's more specific earnings. I think that in a group of friends and even in a group of coworkers, it is often seen as taboo to say, I'm going through a rough time financially right now, or to say that you can't afford something that the rest of the group might be partaking in. More openness among coworkers, peers, and even family members is good in the long run, just for understanding people's situations and for giving everyone more empathy.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a really, really good, because it's like voting in South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Don't say.
In America, people wear whatever they vote like here on their chest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or in a cap.
A cap.
Yeah.
In South Africa, no one talks about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same with your finances. It's like when people want to go out to a restaurant, it's just overpriced. Whether you've got the money or not, you should just be able to say, you know what?
Yeah.
No.
It's a no for me. Yeah.
Not right now.
Mm. And while we're talking about it, when it comes to birthday parties, bridal showers, engagement parties, divorce parties, I mean, these days there's a party for everything.
Mm-hmm. Gender reveal.
It just should be socially acceptable to say, you know what? I'm coming, but I'm not going to bring anything.
Yeah.
Mm.
I'm not going to buy a gift.
Yeah. Do you have to?
I mean, Stanye, it's like just get married already. There's now a this party, a that party, a this, that, thereafter. You know what? Hey, now give you like a gift.
I think it should also be socially acceptable to say I'm not paying for your party. Because people want to gooi parties. Madam moet jy bring in braai, in any drankie, any. I'm sorry. I was like, so what? You're just giving us a venue to all hang out.
You're opening your living room.
Yes. I'm like, if you're going a party, go a party, babes.
Yeah.
But tell for me as a funny good.
Let's all celebrate. It should also be acceptable for clients to call out crummy customers.
Yeah.
Like the opposite way around.
The customer isn't always right.
No.
Is not always right.
Not always.
Karen has left the WhatsApp group. She's like, Nia.
She was forcibly removed. On the line is Lizette out of Bronkies, Bronco's Sprite. Hello, Lizette. Goeiemorgen, hoe gaan het?
Goeiemorgen, dankie.
Lekker, dankie. Wat sou jy sê? What is not socially acceptable that really should be?
Ek dink dis nie sosiaal aanvaarbaar vir groter mense of oorgewig mense om in die publiek te eet nie.
Dink jy dit is nie?
Ja, ek weet nou nie hoe like jy nie, maar as jy 'n bietjie groter is, dan staan jy nie regtig in 'n ry vir 'n pizza of gaan sit by 'n tafel en eet nie. Almal wag vir jou om my bord kos klaar te maak. So jy vat maar 'n wegneem etiketjie en gaan sit in die kar en eet om gou klaar.
That's the thing, hey. I'm not big. I'm overweight for me. I need to, you know, get back to gym. But even me, I feel bad for myself. It's not about other people. I guess. When you know that you're having more than, you know, a couple of treats a week.
When you shouldn't be.
Dink jy mense judge? Is jy, I mean, voel jy dit?
Ek voel dit. Ek was al aan die groter kant en jy kan nie gemakkelijk in een rij gaan staan bekos nie, jy kan dit nie.
By wat se rij? Waar gaan staan jy?
Nie eers vir jy nog eet is nie. Nie vir pizza nie vir een burger nie. Hulle sal nie dink, het jy nog nie geëet nie.
Is jy, maar is jy een van die mense wat die julle pizza bestel en dan Coke Zero? Of die...
Guys.
En dan wijs het vir mense die Coke... Dank jy so, check.
It's fine to do that. Stop it.
Check it. Ek weet nie wat jy sê. Dink jy mense praat oor ander mense? Of kyk hulle net? Of staar hulle net? How do you know?
Hulle staar vir jou. Hulle staar... Gewoonlik as jy in een restaurant sit ook, dan staar hulle vir die mense wat die grootste is in die plak.
Ek sal nie sê ek judge mense wat die grootste is nie, maar ek judge mense wat by een buffet tafel alles op haar bord wil sit.
Op een date.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, rather go back, because you're inviting.
Inviting the eyes then.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Sometimes you lazy man.
Verstaan jy? Like, jy kan weer, moest dan weer teruggaan of so.
Ja.
And then you can make, take like a clean plate and make it as if this never happened.
Maybe take two separate plates.
Yes, fresh. It's from scratch.
My mense is by judges is that Lizette, ek hoor wat jy sê, vooral as jy gemakkelijk is daarmee, let it go.
Ja, maar dit is maar moeilike een, mens.
Is jy gemakkelijk met die feit om oorgewig te wees en verkeerd te eet?
Ja.
So if it's fine for you, then I suppose other people should just stuff off.
Yeah. See, right. There's the moment swearing socially acceptable.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Trust me, I have other words.
That's why we need it.
Kom ons hoor wie stem saam met Lizette volgende. Lizette, baie dankie man.
Geen probleem. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. I don't know. Are you with Lizette on that one? Or are you one of those people who stay and possibly anyway. Want to be of some kind of assistance? And say, you know, because you relate yourself to the situation.
No.
I shouldn't be having, you know, for Stanya. It's not.
So that's personal. That's sort of you.
That's you, yeah.
084-850-0942, in case you missed it.
Chat to us on WhatsApp. 084-850-0942.
I love this question. Things that aren't socially acceptable but really should be. Let's hear what's coming in.
A psychiatric hospital is a hospital. So it should be socially acceptable to say, listen, I was in hospital, and if somebody asks you why, you can say I was in a psychiatric hospital because I have a mental illness. Mm-hmm. And that shouldn't be frowned upon because a mental illness is an illness just like anything else.
People are going to rehab and to psychiatric wards and stuff. Always lie about it, though.
Yeah.
Just normalize it. Just say it.
Yeah.
I reckon. Good point. Thank you so much.
So it should be socially acceptable not to have to use euphemisms when I go to the toilet. Why can't I be like kids and say, I want to go for a wee or a poo when I really need to go, instead of having to say things like, I'm going to the lavatory, so that you don't offend poor old Auntie Joan. Or if you're amongst your mates, to say that you want to go and point Percy at the porcelain or drop the kids off at the pool. Be honest about it.
Just say it.
Yeah.
But also using the word lavatory. Like,
not lavatory, though. But then again, toilet.
Yeah. It depends where you are. Like, I saw this in New York again. Like, they get offended when you use the word toilet. You have to say restroom.
Washroom. It confuses me.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm having a bath now.
Privacy. But it's the truth, though. I mean, you know, it's like it's the unsaid thing that everyone does when you're on a flight for 16 hours or 11 hours with other people.
Yeah, where are you going with this?
You've had a flight fart. It happens.
Man.
Who's next?
What I think should be socially acceptable is two men or two people of the same sex holding hands in public. It's not something that you see often. And if you do, you might get funny looks. And I think that's something we should normalize.
Mm.
These two people of the same sex holding hands in public.
Absolutely. And it's about normalizing things.
Mm.
As I just said to the previous voice note, just do it. It takes one or two people just to do it and get over it. It comes back to this. I mean, if it makes you uncomfortable, it says more about you than it does about the people holding hands.
Yeah.
That's my take on it. It comes back to what I said before 8 this morning. People hate in other people what they fear the most in themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If you're uncomfortable with someone else's sexuality, not towards you, towards someone else.
Mm-hmm.
If you're uncomfortable with it, it honestly says more about yourself than it does about that person. It can't be anything to do with them. Do you know what I'm saying? The people who are the most comfortable with themselves are the people who are often most comfortable with other people.
Mm-hmm.
If you're threatened by it, it's also about you. It's not about them.
No. What, nothing what's, to do with them.
What's it going to make a difference in your life? Honestly. As mense lief is vir mekaar en mekaar se hande wil hou, whatever. Wat het dit met jou te doen? But people will always judge, my friend. People will always judge. I can spoil the romance for you. Mense gaan judge met alles.
Yeah, regardless.
Wat jy eet, jou kleur van jou hare. As jy lang hare het, gaan mense sê, "Hoekom jy sny jou hare nie?" As jy kort hare is, jy hare groen nie.
You could be a taller guy and a shorter woman in a normal heteronormative relationship and still be judged. So, you know, really.
It's going to happen. You just have to learn somehow just to not let it spoil your day and not make it make you feel bad about yourself. Hey! Don't stop, turn
it up. Let's go. Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Rise and shine.
Pitch your morning family.